This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio Countdown.
You've heard the beginning, the instrumentation, if you will, which heralds the start of the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of the top 10 stories as recorded in the annals of Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com, thanks to the work of Michael Harrison and his staff. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here to go through said charts, the people chart, the story chart, and then, by golly, Michael, I'll bet we'll be able to have some conversation about some of these very stories that are on the list. What do you think?
There's nothing really interesting happening anymore.
No, right, well, we'll make up
some stuff. It's sort of dragging down to a, you know, just this and that.
Right.
But we'll try to pull something out of this. So here we go. At number 10, we have a lot of conversation about the QAnon conspiracy theory. At number 9, the Israel-UAE agreement. At number 8, U.S.-China relations. At number 7, the economy, stimulus discussions, and the struggles being faced by business as it tries to reopen. In general, when I say business, across the board. At number 6, race relations, urban unrest, and homelessness. At number 5, health care and the race to find a safe and effective vaccine. At number 4, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 3, challenges in opening schools, at least for in-person, you know, learning, and for even, you know, remote learning. It's tough. They're facing a lot of problems. At number 2, the mail-in voting debate. And the only thing that could possibly be bigger than the mail-in voting debate, because there's been a huge amount of talk about that, has been the fact that Kamala Harris has been selected for the vice presidential nomination for the Democratic Party, and now we're off to the races. The People Survey, Sumner Redstone, the media mogul, died at number 10. Number 9, Dr. Anthony Fauci. Number 8, Marjorie Taylor Greene. We'll talk about her in a minute. Xi Jinping at 7, Vladimir Putin at 6, Nancy and Mitch at 5, Mike Pence at 4, Joe Biden at 3. This is one of those rare weeks with Donald Trump, not at number 1, but at number 2. The number 1 person of conversation in America has been, this week, Kamala Harris. And there you go. It's an interesting week. I was just kidding when I said it was boring.
All right, let's go back to number 10 and a discussion of a man who was maybe the last of the true media moguls, Sumner Redstone. Why is it important for us to know, or maybe you can give us some insight into the history of this man, what he did, how media developed, if you will, in his watch and under his thumb, perhaps, his single-handed power. I don't think there's anybody around now that holds the power that he did. What do you think?
He had great power, no question. He made a lot of money, and he had a tremendous influence over the media landscape. He was instrumental in the move in recent decades toward consolidation and the consolidation of power under one corporate umbrella in the media, which is what we have today. He did it with Viacom and CBS. To go any deeper into it would be, to do an hour documentary on the life and influence of Sumner Redstone. He was a big player, a big mogul in what is today's media landscape, which is very different than the media landscape that people of our generation, you, me, and I'd say anybody over 45 or 50 years old, the world we grew up in is very different today in terms of who's running the media, how connected all the different voices in the media are in terms of, as you go higher and higher up the chain, you have people that control so many what appear to be different venues that are really all answering to the same boss.
Yep.
And that's, would you say that was an accurate explanation?
Well, I think that was a brilliant explanation. Actually, going back to the 1996 Telecommunication Act, which was basically pushed through by a fellow that is a Massachusetts senator now. He was chairman of the House committee that oversaw telecommunications, put together this thing, and Redstone was smart enough, once it was passed, I imagine he probably helped get it passed, allowing for consolidation, as you've just said, radio, television, all in the hands of a few, which has been bad for the business and more bad for America, because there are fewer and fewer points of view being expressed, being accepted, whether it be in the news media, whether it be on network television, whether it be on the internet. The shouting down of opposing points of view has come about, in my mind anyway, as a result of all of this stuff. Everything's being consolidated. Very few people own and control the mass media. You can see another example of it is the radio world and Spotify and Sirius XM and the iHeart chain, all belonging to the same man, in essence. So if he doesn't like it, it's kind of like when Rupert Murdoch, before his sons came in and sort of took over Fox, what he said went. That's what you saw on the air. You know as well as I do that one of the large chains in radio, the political company that is Salem, if the guy who's at the top doesn't like it, doesn't get on the air. Is that good, or is it bad, or is it fair, or
it has to do with what the bigger picture is about. And to just provide a bit of counterpoint to what you're saying, concurrent to this that you've described and that I described has been the explosion of the democratized Internet. Mm-hmm. And as a result, we have many points of view that are expressed.
But it is
many
it democratized? Well, that's it. I mean, I just went through, interesting you bring that up, I just went through my Facebook page this morning and eliminated about a dozen people and a dozen comments that were unnecessary, that were untrue, that were angry, and I just thought to myself, what do I need to read that for? What does this guy need to be posting on my Facebook page for? Let him go take his dirt and put
it
someplace.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the counterpoint to one man controlling everything. Well, nobody controlling anything has equally disastrous results.
Yeah,
we have to.
So, as a result of that, where do we get? We used to 20 years ago or more when we were talking about the same thing on this program. We would talk about Vox Populi. We would talk about talk radio being the town meeting, the town hall, where anybody could say anything. And it would be vetted by either the hosts or callers saying, that coming 70 columns in, that guy's crazy, that's not true. You know, stuff like that. And we don't have as much of that anymore, do we?
No, we don't. But now we have what's called preaching to the choir. We have targeted audiences.
Yeah.
And we tell people what they expect to hear from like-minded sources. Mm-hmm. We affirm, we do a daily dance of affirmation. We affirm their already held beliefs. So this is all part of the mishmash of today's media problems. Mm-hmm. It's not easily solved. So it's not just a matter of, oh, all the media is under one corporate roof. It's not true. All of the big-time media is under one corporate roof, but the grassroots media has its own level of influence, and some of it is excellent, but some of it is very dangerous. Right. And those of us who really believe in free speech face a 21st century conundrum in terms of the a paradox, if you will, in terms of the relationship between vetted, carefully constructed, objective journalism and free speech to say whatever you believe without necessarily having it suppressed by government or
by regulators of any kind. I mean, whether you like Facebook or some of the others or not, they are suppressing free speech, because when somebody puts up something like that, the people of powers that be, I had something that I posted this week taken down because they felt, I don't even know why they took it down. It was something about the virus and what impact it was having, et cetera, et cetera. It was kind of a benign thing, and I was surprised that anything that I would post would get taken down.
Was that that comment you made that Martians have the secret vaccine?
Yes, it's on its way now.
Why would they take that down? Everybody knows that.
Right. What's the matter with those people?
Really?
Yeah. 16 past the hour. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, with a question about, if we're talking about the virus, are you protecting yourself? Are you taking care of your family? Is everybody in the best shape possible to ward off or fight off the problems that are a result of COVID? And if the answer to that question is no, if your family is all overweight, if you're eating too much ice cream and cake and you're putting on the pounds, you're making yourself very vulnerable, according to everybody up and down, from Dr. Fauci on up and down, experts and people who may not be expert, but they've been able to figure out, wait a minute, look at all the people who are getting sick. They are overweight, they have diabetes, that sort of thing. So, the fix for losing weight, in my estimation, is the all-natural approach brought to us by Calitrin. Calitrin assists your body in losing weight naturally because the main ingredient is collagen protein, which is natural to your body. Body stops making it when you get into your 20s, and that's when you start gaining weight. So if you want to get to learning the ins and outs of doing this, go to toploss.com and see the story behind the story when it comes to losing weight the natural way without stimulants and drugs, courtesy of Calitrin, on the market for almost 25 years. If you go to toploss.com, you'll see as much as you can about the science. You can spend an hour or two looking through the information from people who have taken this product and used it and really had success. So now you go to toploss.com, use discount code DJV, you don't have to pay for shipping, and you can buy three and get three free. That's the BOGO deal. It's not buy one, it's buy three or more and get three free. Get on the program. 6 months is a good time for you to really focus on it and lose your weight. Get your weight into the optimum number with Calitrin, toploss.com website. Buy it now using the discount code DJV.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
To give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Friday, 3 after the hour. It's now, part 2, maybe part 3 of our weekly discussion going through the stories from this past week, the week of August 10th to the 14th. As researched by the folks at Talkers Magazine, please go to talkers.com, where every week the story list is published and the people list is published. And then it's our privilege and pleasure, Michael and mine, to discuss some of these things and the ancillary stuff that goes with it. I was just sort of thinking about, we don't necessarily pick these things out. You go through the list, and then I may pick out one or two things, or you can pick out two or three things that you think apply to a conversation, a general conversation. As I look at Kamala Harris and think about what she said to Joe Biden about Joe Biden when they were in the heat of the first debates that you go through, and looking, because the video is being replayed everywhere, her face and Joe Biden's expressions as she's attacking him, ripping him from one end of the stage to the other. And the fact that they can, what is the old expression, politics makes strange bedfellows. I wouldn't give that woman the time of day if I were Joe Biden. And the fact that he succumbed to the pressure from the Democratic National Committee to put her on because she's a big fundraiser. She had nothing in terms of being, she could very well be the next president of the United States. And yet, for her entire, I think I told you this, Michael, I'm so opposed to her from the first days when I was at KABC, when she was climbing up the ladder. I remember interviewing her one night as she was involved in local politics in Los Angeles. And I was so taken back by the amount of self-aggrandizing that she was involved in, even then. The stuff just dripped off, oozed out of her skin. It's all about me, and what I can do. And I've followed her career, and every step she's made along the way has been measured, has been something that has been planned. And so, I mean, I suppose you could say it's no different than anybody else in corporate America who makes plans to climb up the ladder and get to the top. But as I guess I'm one of those choir boys that thinks, back to the old days when public service was really just that. Not about the people who were in the positions, but about the jobs they could do. So I guess I'm...
I imagine having somebody like that in the White House as opposed to the gentleman we have now who...
Yeah. Never... Okay, touche.
I mean, yeah. Maybe you just don't like the fact that she's a woman doing this.
No, I don't. That's not it at all. Other people have said that. I don't like Trump. He's a man. Does that mean I don't want a man in the White House? No, I just think that politicians in general rub me the wrong way. There are plenty of them on both sides who do the same thing, but she's the best example.
But I want to say something. I agree with you about her. She's a politician, but I don't expect more from politicians. I don't believe Joe Biden has succumbed to anything. I think Joe Biden's skin is thick. I think he's he's a seasoned politician, I think that he wants her there because he wants her to do the same stuff to Trump, and he knew it was show business. It's professional wrestling, and man, I'd love to have a tough cookie like her as my running mate if I were Biden at this point. So I think that I don't think he's anybody's puppet. That's the point I'm making.
Biden. Yeah. Oh, I don't either. I think the play on him, he's an old man, he can fall apart.
Tough as nails.
I don't buy that at all. I agree with you. I think he comes across differently sometimes.
I think it's going to help him. I think the combination of Biden and Harris is going to be very effective campaigning.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Considering the nature of what they're up against and what the real decision here is, Trump or no Trump. That's really the decision.
Yeah. Isn't that interesting how, and I think that's the way a lot of people are playing it. 28 after the hour.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough. The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You the patients taking part in clinical trials. You the scientists doing next level research to beat cancer. You the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Postmaster General has just been invited to testify before Congress about operational changes that can slow down deliveries as millions of Americans vote by mail this fall. Many consider that option safer because of COVID-19. Democratic Senator Bernie Sanders on NBC's Meet the Press.
What you are witnessing is a president of the United States who is doing everything he can to suppress the vote, make it harder for people to engage in mail-in balloting at a time when people will be putting their lives on the line by having to go out to a polling station and vote.
Trump campaign advisor Jason Miller on ABC's This Week.
Fact of the matter is we've seen universal mail-in voting has been a disaster. And to go and try to rush this, everyone remembers the hanging chads in Florida in 2000. Imagine that in 10 or 15 states across the country.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, Do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is bringing back a 9/11 remembrance, and USA Radio's John Hunt has the story.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from Ground Zero as a tribute to the victims of the 2001 terror attacks, is back on. The governor said the state will provide health care personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the tribute in light installation, which features 7,000 watt xenon light bulbs positioned on the roof of a parking garage. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
High school sports will resume in one state despite the COVID-19 outbreak. USA's Kenneth Burns has details.
Florida's High School Athletic Board has voted to begin practices for football and other fall sports later this month, with competition beginning less than 2 weeks thereafter. This is despite advice from medical experts who said games should not resume for at least 6 weeks due to the coronavirus pandemic. The plan could mean that some counties could delay their seasons and forego participation in statewide playoffs. A member of the Florida High School Athletic Association said the plan allows for the most flexibility. Governor Ron DeSantis has been calling for schools to return to normal, including the resumption of sports.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Yes, it is a cold, cruel world that we live in, and we're here to discuss that from every angle.
Remember that old poster of the guy sticking his head out of a toilet saying goodbye, cruel world? Used to hang in bathrooms. You know, I was just talking with Phil, one of the major medical organizations has released statistics that about 1 in 10 American adults has contemplated suicide in the last couple of weeks.
Ooh.
And it's, I don't know how true that is, but based on my own observations, I would think that it's within the realm of reality.
Well, there are a lot of people who have worked very hard all their lives, and their businesses have gone up in flames because of this. And that brings me around. It's an interesting reflection, Michael. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. The review of the impact of this and how it happened, I posted myself in my own way, sort of contextually, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/DJV, and there's another, I have my own personal page, Doug Steffen. You're not on Facebook.
No, I don't
do
Facebook.
Stay away from social
Facebook,
media.
We have Talkers Facebook page. It's a minimal amount of stuff. I don't do a lot of social media. I'm not particularly concerned with whether people like me.
Well, I'm not either. That isn't why I have mine. I like to post nice things about my farm, nice things about my family, my friends. Just it's kind of a nice. It sets a nice tone, at least from my perspective. And so when it gets down to some of the things that are up on Facebook that pertain to what's going on. I did post something this week that was a reflection on where we are, comparatively speaking. The coronavirus, how many people have died, how many people in the world, going back to 1918, how many people died, how many people were in the world, and the other things that we've had that have been ancillary, even the HIV epidemic or problem. It was kind of an epidemic, I think, for a while. To be sure, Ebola, SARS, you name it, they're all over the place. And I have said, I did at the beginning say, and I've come back around to this, that I was kind of concerned about the political impact, sorry, the economic impact of this on the world's economy and whether it balanced or not. And people, oh, you cruel son of a bitch, what are you talking about? Lives and yada, yada. And I think of this very thing you just told me, how many people who worked hard all of their lives to build a business and it's destroyed by, in some cases, you could argue, news media coverage scaring people, and they end it all. They off themselves because they can't stand it, can't handle it. So, you know, I think that's part of whether you think it's a legitimate angle, Michael, is a part of the discussion that is becoming more and more prevalent. And I think
we often have psychology and emotional issues on our survey of what's being talked about.
Yeah, the psychology had that for a long time.
Yeah, and it doesn't mean it doesn't exist anymore. It's just on front burner, you know.
Right. You know, I understand that. So in looking at these things and trying to understand what it is that people feel, a lot of people feel hopeless. That they can't, that the government programs don't apply to them. I mean, farmers, you know how close I am to farmers.
Well, you're a farmer.
I am a farmer. It took months. It took 4.5 months for this administration to actually come around to realizing that farmers were part of the economy and that they needed the same help that everybody else got in April. They didn't get it until the end of June, the 1st of July. So how many farmers went out of business in those? You know, that's how we're teetering on the edge here with a lot of these people.
Well, a lot of the teetering on the edge is because the stimulus package kept us from going over the edge, and now we're starting to slip over the edge again as rents are due and a lot of the packages
have
run out. And we don't have a new one, and there won't be one until September. But then there's the issue after all of that of, you know, where's the money coming from and what's going to happen to the dollar when we finally do recover, if we recover. We're certainly not going to have a V recovery. That's pipe dream. That's political hogwash. Because there's no way.
What does that mean? A V recovery.
V recovery means that the graph will look like a V. We drop down and then we're going to go right back up.
Yeah.
When the virus is over. That's what President Trump is sort of pulling for.
No. No.
And there's no way that can happen
for him to get reelected.
That's what I said. It's political.
Yeah.
It's political. On the other hand, there's no reason why we have to have gloom and doom where it's going to keep going down, which is also political.
Yeah, but it's an individual thing. You bring yourself up by the bootstraps. You don't listen or be influenced by somebody you don't even know that writes a column in a newspaper or, you know, some blog on the internet. What the hell do they? You don't know those people. So why are you paying any attention to them?
Well, that's part of human nature, is to seek information, to seek research, to,
stuff that you agree with. I thought it was interesting, as we look around the landscape, especially of News Talk Radio, which is our bailiwick here, the political advertising that started, you know, the primaries are less than a month away for many of the, like, Congress and the Senate. There are primary elections there that are very important. Here in Massachusetts, where you and I live, there is a lot of money being spent on radio by Joe Kennedy, who's running against Ed Markey, and the stations are doing great because of political advertising, and, you know, it certainly helps given what our last summer was like.
Well, thank you for reminding me that I live in Massachusetts. I haven't been there since January.
I know you. I know. You stayed a distance.
I've been in Florida since January.
Yeah.
I haven't had a haircut since January.
Oh, my God.
Haven't worn shoes or clothes since February. Last time I went out to dinner was February, and I live in T-shirts. It's hot as hell down here. I'm not used to being in Florida in the summer. It's hot as hell. I wear T-shirts, sneakers, and sweatpants that are very light. That's it.
There you go.
And I don't take haircuts, and I shave every 2 weeks. I'm a mess.
Yeah.
but I'm actually liking it.
Yeah, you're getting used to it. You may not want to come back north.
I don't know if I want to go back to ever wearing a suit again or wearing a tie.
That's one of the ancillary. You know, you talk about businesses. I've known, my father's in the clothing business, and so we got to know a lot of people who were in, the little stores in every community, suits and sport coats and shirts and ties and all that stuff. Well, in fact, everything else has been taken over by a lot of the big companies, but there still are mom-and-pop operations around here and there, and they've all suffered, if not completely going out of business, certainly having to change the way they do stuff because people don't go to the office. They're not wearing dressy. Everybody's like you. They're around in their sweatpants. All the people working from home.
Mm-hmm.
I have to get dressed up. I'm in a bathrobe when I do my radio program and have been for the 32 years that I've been. Well, if I'm in a studio, obviously I'm dressed. If I'm in a radio station studio, but if I'm in my home studio where I am and where you are, I'm in a bathrobe. I don't have, wow. There's nobody looking at what I do, so what do I need to do?
So you're a bathrobe guy, huh?
I love bathrobes.
I have never worn a bathrobe.
Really?
I find it funny when you see like people in the movies or men with their smoking jackets.
Yeah. People women about my Hefner look.
Do you remember women with house coats?
Yes. I do.
Those are the ones that are going to vote for Trump. Women in their house coats who are afraid of black people moving into their neighborhood.
Exactly. Man. You know, that is something, though, when you think about it, the amount of one of the items, but not as much now are we focused on Black Lives Matter. It still is a part of our discussion. Urban unrest, number 6 this week on the countdown, race relations, that sort of thing. I mentioned earlier this moron who is a mayor in Virginia who referred to on a Twitter post to Kamala Harris as Aunt Jemima. I just can't believe that there are people who are that deaf, if that's what it is. If you're a private citizen and you say that stuff, you're entitled to whatever thoughts. But if you're a public figure and you say it's like a death knell, mm-hmm. and it ought to be. I mean, there's a point to going too far with Black Lives Matter and political correctness. I think that we may have bridged that, the other edge. But the other side of it is that there were so many wrongs and so many injustices and so many things that needed to be corrected.
Right.
It almost screamed for the pendulum to go the other way. You think so?
Oh, gosh, I think you just said the whole thing. On one level, we've gone too far. Another level, at least we've gone some distance, and we'll find a balance.
Yeah.
And
so is Kamala Harris a result of that? Is the only reason she's on the ballot? Yeah, she's not black anyway. She's Jamaican and Indian, I think, if that becomes important to people.
Well, that's a whole other can of worms as to what is black,
Yeah. Trump now doesn't want you to believe she was born here. He's done the Obama birther issue with her.
He's very likely on the wrong side of history. And what that means is there are certain movements in culture, movements in traditions, movements physically, migrations, changes, progress, that are beyond any one person. Mm-hmm. And so the question, is she there because she's black? And she is black, based upon definitions.
Yeah.
Most black people have in their ancestry white relatives.
Yes.
And I guess you're black if you are black in any way. You know what I mean?
Well, Obama was half white. His mother wasn't.
Right,
mother,
right.
His father was white.
So, this whole thing of defining people by color is BS. But it's our BS.
Is.
But let's understand, it's crap.
Yeah.
That being said, her blackness is an issue that does make her qualified because it answers one of the burning social issues that we have today, and that's racial discord, race relations. The fact that she happens to also be an accomplished, whether you like her or not, attorney general, city council, city attorney, United States senator.
Wow.
is better than if she was just somebody who was writing a newspaper column or had been in office for 3 weeks and is a convenient black woman because we want to put a black woman in there.
Mm-hmm.
So, right. there's a lot of aspects to these things.
More coming up, 46 past the hour on the countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
The Michigan State Legislature spent weeks debating a bill that would pressure fast food restaurants to stop offering Happy Meals with gender-specific toys. There were committee hearings about the cultural effects of giving kids little race cars or Barbie dolls. Legislators worried about the practice of asking parents if they wanted the Happy Meals for boys or girls, possibly leading to identity crisis or worse. Surprisingly, no witness questioned whether or not there was any proper role for government in the issue. Examples were made of McDonald's and Burger King, but those are both private companies. The deals they make with their customers are private exchanges, none of the government's business. The free enterprise system is called free for a reason, and it's just not that complicated.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number
3030. At talkers.com.
We can't tell that story on the air.
How do you all lay that on me during the break with 2 minutes left?
Sorry.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry about that. So this week on the Michael Harrison interview...
Pat McCrory, yes. The former North Carolina governor who lost by a narrow margin because of his involvement in that whole transgender issue. Very popular politician other than that in North Carolina. Seven-time mayor of Charlotte. He's the morning guy at WBT, big heritage station there. And we have a fascinating conversation about political correctness and the cancel culture. Also some good stuff about the issues. And it's mhinterview.com to hear a conversation with a really interesting character from politics and radio.
So is he popular because he's good as a radio person, or is he popular because he was a popular mayor and a politician?
Both.
He was governor, and now what does he do after he's governor? He becomes a radio host.
Yeah, but he's been there 3 years, and he's getting high ratings. I opened the interview by saying, you know, it's common thought in the talk radio business that former politicians are lousy radio hosts because they're too guarded. He said, yeah. I've never been guarded. That was my weakness as a politician. I always tell it like it is, and he does. He's very open.
Well, that's refreshing, then, because we'd like to have more people. And I'd like to have Kamala Harris tell it like it was rather than how she, you know, well, all right. We've had enough to say about all of that. Michael, thank you for being here, as usual. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Check out that mhinterview.com. I'm Doug Steffen.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tech Talk time, 53 past the hour. It's our moment in the week to review the top technology items, according to Victoria Keelan's research. At number five, talking about all of the things in space, Virgin Orbit in the focus this week, Victoria.
Yeah, so, you know, Richard Branson he's been a big proponent of space travel, and so he's continued to move forward with his Virgin Orbit plan. That's his company. And so they are they're going to launch 11 small satellites. They're working with NASA, and NASA has this CubeSat initiative. They call it CSLI. Which sounds like something that belongs on CBS. And so the mission is planned to occur before the end of the year, and all 11 small satellites are from individual universities. So tons of universities like University of Michigan and Colorado and Florida, Vanderbilt, California Polytech, Brigham Young, New Mexico State. All of the satellites will go up together on Cosmic Girl, which is the name of Virgin Orbit's carrier aircraft. And they will depart from Mojave Air and Spaceport in California, and they're going to be doing all kinds of experiments and tests and things like that. But it's really great that NASA has paired up with not only with Virgin, which gives them some credibility like we've seen recently with SpaceX, but it's also great that universities are now able to further those programs.
All right, cool. Number four, facing up at Facebook. Blackface stuff for them.
Right. Facebook has expanded its ban on racist writings and imagery, and with they have new specific rules prohibiting depictions of blackface and statements or images suggesting anything negative against Jewish people, especially that they control the world or major institutions. So Facebook already has a broad ban on hate speech, but they really felt that they needed to get into much more detailed prohibited language and images. So they have reported 7 million pieces of harmful coronavirus misinformation has been taken down off of Facebook and Instagram between April and June. And then they say that they have also put warning labels on 98 million pieces of misinformation about coronavirus.
Ooh.
Nuts.
Wow.
I am... Facebook is such a cesspool of misinformation and ignorant people passing stuff around that's not true. You really need to, like, research and read before you repost stuff. Even if you think you know the person or you went to high school with them 50 years ago, it doesn't mean you know them now. You don't know their sources and you don't know what their, you know, politics are. People are way too trusting on Facebook. There have been studies that the older you are, the more trusting you are on Facebook, and it's kind of a mess.
All right. Number three, a new deal, sort of a combo between Walmart and Instacart.
Right. Walmart's partnering with Instacart to get groceries delivered. This is their latest bid to basically their competition is Amazon and Whole Foods. And so a lot of other people in the meantime, Instacart has provided grocery delivery services for Albertsons, Aldi, Costco, Kroger, Foodtown, and Target. They also have regional stores like Wegmans and pharmacies like CVS. So Walmart needs to get on top of this, and so they're hoping that with the introduction of this partnership with Instacart, that they'll be able to deliver groceries within 2 hours, and they're hoping that this is going to help them get a leg up.
A leg up, cool. Twitter, speaking of getting a leg up, is this good for people who use Twitter, this news this week?
I think this is great news for people who use Twitter. Twitter introduced a new feature that allows you to limit who can reply to your tweets. So users now have three options. In the past, it was just everyone could reply to your tweet. Now you actually can pick and choose. You can have the option of everyone can still reply, only people that you follow, or only people that you mention in your tweet. So you can really limit the amount of, like, trolls, and there's so much anger and angry language, and people are just really ruthless and horrible. Plus, you've got bots, and you've got Russians, you've got the Chinese. I mean, there's so many other people involved in this now on social media. It's been completely... It's been taken over, and it's now with this new beta testing that they've done on this new option, 60% of people who used the feature said that it helped them not need to use block or mute anymore, which is really good news. And so we'll see how it goes. Now the only people who are not going to get this option are publicly elected officials, including the president. So that doesn't change for them, but for everybody else, all us regulars, it's a good thing.
All right, and number one is a combo of info from the largest tech companies in our country.
Yep. Apple, Facebook, Twitter, and Microsoft have all spoken out this week against Trump's suspension of guest worker visas, specifically the H-1B. And these are many foreign-born tech workers who operate under these visas. And so there are 50 companies in total who filed a lawsuit saying this is going to cripple Silicon Valley and our tech production in this country.
All right, there it is. Our wrap on the top five items this week, the issues from the world of technology that you ought to know about in case you didn't hear the stories. They're here for you. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan at 59.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.